You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For our final piece today, I'm going to leave you with some thoughts around news consumption and well-being. Te Kuru Juice is from Ngāti Pro and Ngāti Rangitihi. He's a multimedia journalist and regional reporter for Te Ao Māori News at Whakaata Māori. Te Kuru lives in Tūranga Nui Akiwa, Gisborne, with his partner Nico Hinden, an artist. Nico returned from Hawaii before the Rahui was in place, but after the measures from the government were in place instructing those returning from overseas to go immediately into isolation. So they've been in isolation for about 2 weeks now. Te Kuru has been communicating over Instagram and other social media platforms the core information about everything going on with COVID-19 in Aotearoa right now. I've been following it, and what is useful is the breakdown of all the news going on elsewhere. This can be dangerous, of course, when there is misinformation circling out there too, but as a journalist, Te Kuru understands that. He's trying to do it so people have an effective and consistent source of info. I spoke to Te Kuru and asked why he's been doing this.
I do get a lot of feedback from the aunties and bros, and for example, one of my aunties, you know, people are busy, they don't have time. The way that people get information these days, I think it's always changing, it's always developing, and we're always there's information overload, and a lot of people, the feedback that I'm getting is that either they don't have time to sit down and watch the news at 6:30 on Māori television, or they don't have time to go and find that article, watch that live at midday or 3 p.m. with the director of health or the prime minister. So I'm just pretty much just helping people out, the ones who want the facts without all the sort of the wraparound story, the news product, for people that just want the information, how many cases there are, and they can just come, you know, straight to my page and know that it'll be there. And some of my mates, for example, are up north doing the patrolling. They're not taking the law into their own hands, but they're out there patrolling. And so for them, it's, you know, it's easy, so they can just ask me, oh, what's the latest? Then I'll send them a link or something and things like that. So I'm just doing it really for people that are time poor and those that also don't want to get bogged down by the news, because once you start Googling coronavirus or COVID-19, it can get a bit depressing. So I think for people, they can just come to me and they get the facts. And I've changed the way that I have presented it. I started off by saying, like everyone else in the media, and I think we learned quickly that we should first and foremost state how many people have recovered, and then you sort of go on to say, you know, and this is the case and things like that, and explain. And it's just a better way for people to get that information and sort of so they're not getting too down by the numbers.
Yeah, well, it's also that kind of, like you say, if you Google, or even if you're just listening to the news or staying in tune online, there's so many, notifications or pop-up, and, you know, all the news is focused on this, this virus, and we do need to understand it, and we need to know how to prepare for it and all of those sorts of things. But what's the danger of that kind of sensationalist reporting?
I think we're in this is a first, I guess, for our generation. And so it's also a first for a lot of reporters and journalists in media, and everything right now is about this, of course, because this is one of the most dramatic things that's happened in our lifetime, and people out there, there's always a danger with media that some people get carried away and sensationalize things. And I think for us, for Māori media, I've seen a lot of positive responses to the crisis, and that they're always looking for community angles. And certainly in my job, I always try and find, you know, those positive sort of, how are people responding in a positive way. And we've seen the checkpoints being put up by some tribal entities, some iwi, some communities, I should say, actually. And then we've seen the iwi response, like the iwi chairs setting up the Māori group, the Urutā group, as a place for Māori to go. So and interviewing Māori doctors and things like that, and just getting information out around what whānau can do. And we've seen a lot of Māori utilising social media to support other whānau at this time, which I think Māori are really good at, and that's really good to see. And I'm trying to keep my own thoughts aligned with that, so I can, you know, kind of promote those stories. And I've had conversations with friends as well who are doing online competitions, and just trying to highlight the positive. And ever since I got into media, I've always looked for the bright side. I've always looked for the positive. If there's bad news, then there's always got to be. You can always find someone who's trying to make things better. That's the way I see it, anyway.
Mm. So, kia ora.
And you know, these times more than ever, it's important for us to give those messages of hope. Because if we're always just, you know, doom and gloom on repeat, then people will just not tune in, and that information ultimately won't get there, which to me is the main function, is getting information so that people are informed and can make better decisions.
Mm. And I guess on that note of not only positive news, but I suppose that kind of collective coming together in terms of responding to it and adapting to it, we've seen a lot of, you know, tikanga having to be adapted or adaptable and changing in the past few weeks. Do you have anything to say when it comes to that?
Yeah, well, that's the biggie really for us, for Māori, and it affects all New Zealanders. And ultimately, you know, the biggest threat is death, and for anyone from any culture, you know, that's going to disrupt things. But especially at this time, how it's affecting tangihanga and funerals, that's the biggie. And people are talking about it online. I've seen some good conversations. That group that I mentioned, the National Māori Pandemic Group, Te Rōpū Whakakaupapa Urupā, which has got all the who's who's of Māori health. It's got all the doctors and GPs and experts are in there, and they have a recommendation around tangihanga. And I've also seen a lot of whānau are not exactly embracing those recommendations, because they, you know, they insist that the tupapaku, the corpse is buried, you know, quite promptly, and there are rules or there are guidelines around whether or not family take place in the actual burial. So we saw an example on Te Ao Māori News last week where the family couldn't go to the cemetery, and that was heartbreaking for the family, as you can imagine. I mean, can't imagine what would happen in that case. But I've seen a lot of people saying, no, no one's going to stop us, you know, from burying our dead. So it's an interesting, very interesting time. And because, you know, first and foremost, these people that are saying those things, what I just mentioned, they know that protecting the living is the key. But also honouring our dead, you know, it's probably the biggest aspect of our culture in terms of protocol and custom. And so we've just got to really figure that out, how we can still maintain our cultural customs in this time. Important to mention, just, I think I'm going on a bit, but I heard a great kōrero from Tamiiti the other day, because he's really good at giving updates on his social media.
Oh, ka pai.
And Papa Tami, he said that, I think it was, now people have to go and listen to it, but it was a family member of his, whether or not it was his mother or grandmother or something like that, he heard stories growing up about the post-World War flu.
Yes.
Pandemic, and he said that people were, you know, dropping every minute, and that there were no sort of tangihanga or anything. People were just getting buried, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's, for me, I heard that quite early. I heard that, that's why, I mean, he's quite a forward thinker, Tami, very pragmatic, and that was really good advice. And I think it'll just be interesting to watch where this conversation goes, because I think New Zealand's pretty good, and here in Aotearoa, we've got a good grip on it. Hopefully it doesn't get worse, but I think, you know, when things get really bad, then that kind of perspective, that's when that will find real value, and it'll be interesting to see which way it goes. Because as we know, the main thing is to adapt our tikanga so that the living may continue to live.
Kia ora. Okay. Well, do you want to add anything too on people's hauora? I suppose you, are very careful in terms of the kai that you eat, but also any other particular tips or advice you might have for people to keep in a good physical kind of state of well being.
Lots of veggies, lots of good kai. We try and get out for a walk. Once or twice a day. We're blessed to be on the East Coast and in a neighbourhood where we have access to the outdoors. So I feel for whānau that are in the city or in heavily populated urban areas or those suburban neighbourhoods as well, where it might not be as easy to practice that social distancing, but where we are very fortunate. And I just encourage people to eat as healthy as you can. Like, now is not a time to get off the kaupapa. Now more than ever is the time to be disciplined in what you're putting in your body, and also the thoughts. So curating your newsfeed on your phone, I think the mental health is a crucial factor in how we get through this as a nation, and the types of messages that you're exposing yourself to daily on your phone, on your laptop, or your TV or whatever, now more than ever it's crucial to be aware of that and sort of actively sort of curate your own information, news feeds, whether it's on IG or Facebook. So, kai, taha hine ngaro, mental health, and taha wairua. Like, I always try and find about 5 or 10 minutes a day to meditate. I think this is a better time than ever for people to get in touch with their taha wairua, their spiritual side, because a lot of people are at home, and I know people have kids, and kids are hands-on, and I don't have kids, so I can't tell parents, what they should or shouldn't be doing. But if anyone can, find time in the day, even just 5 minutes, to sit in a quiet place and practice meditation. I have found, and I have seen other people, only speak of the benefits for that. For the rest of your day, it kind of makes everything a lot better. So I try and do it in the morning, and that sets the tone for the day. Makes you more aware too that, I'm trying to be healthy today. These are the kind of thoughts I want to embody today, blah, blah, blah. So just try and exercise, of course. We try and do a bit of exercise. If it's raining, we'll do a little bit of exercise inside. And if it's not raining, you just got to, for me, exercise is like as opposed to leisure, it's like a thing that that I do to maintain a good positive state of mind and get the blood flowing and things like that. So it's always about health at the end of the day, but you can make it fun as well.
We should probably leave it there unless there's anything else you want to add.
I think this is a great time for people to practice manaakitanga. If I have one message, it's that through self-isolation we will survive in our individual bubbles, but through manaakitanga we can live collectively, even though we may be apart. And that's really the message that I'm trying to develop over this week, and get some people to try and find some people to interview on that topic as well, because manaakitanga is what's going to get us through in terms of sharing kai, dropping off kai to our elderly, to our neighbours, and figuring out some community initiatives where we can support those ones who are most vulnerable and those who have been impacted by the changes in lifestyle that may last more than 3 weeks, who knows. So this is the time for us to all stick together. Aira.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.